Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say right now that Mike Tomlin would be my pick for AFC Coach of the Year if there was such an award. I do think the award is, the way the NFL picks that award is easy. It's who did the most with the least. It's who overachieved the most. Who performed relative to preseason expectations the best. That's how Kevin Stefanski's won the NFL Coach of the Year two times, because there's usually low expectations for the Browns, and if he just gets them to the playoffs, he wins the award.
And how many times did Belichick win that award?
Once, I think.
It was definitely not twice, to prove your point.
When they went 16-0, I'm pretty sure he won it in 2007.
Okay, so Mike Tomlin right now, if you were giving away a mythical AFC Coach of the Year,
yeah,
would be your number one?
He would.
And it's based on expectations and what are you doing with what you have?
Yeah.
I would be surprised you would not go with Shane Steichen then.
Well, I can't, though, because I said before the season started that the Colts were one of my sleeper teams. I picked them to make the playoffs, and I actually did think Daniel Jones would be good.
Did you think that the Jags would be good
this
year?
This entire show picked the Jags to make the playoffs. This has been a pro-Jags.
How about Vrabel with the Patriots? Actually, you picked them to make the playoffs.
I liked them.
So basically, all the teams you picked to do well are doing well, and the team you thought would go 7-10 is 3-1, and so that is the basis.
And in first place. I mean, I thought that... Who's in first in the AFC West right now? The Broncos? They're 3-2?
Two teams are 3-2. 3-2? Chargers, Broncos.
I guess I could say one of those teams, but 3-2 isn't better than 3-1.
And also Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh are both pretty well-known coaches.
Well, so is Mike.
I know, but who, if they were going against the guys in the AFC South, would probably lose the reputational battle for this kind of an award under the Stefanski doctrine.
Yes. Yeah, the Jaguars and
Payton's
and
too
Colts.
Good of a coach, and Harbaugh's too good of a coach to, like,
well,
get
yeah,
this
I
kind
mean, the
of
Broncos, like, among, like, the big... You know, NFL media umbrella, like, those people thought the Broncos would compete, and so did the Chargers. Like, those were trendy or sexy picks for teams to not year. So they're not coming out of left field, either one of those teams. They were both in the playoffs last year.
I don't know. I did not think the Colts would be good, and so I would give it to Steichen.
I have to give credit where credit is due. I thought Tomlin was manning a ship that was headed to his first losing season ever.
Still have a very tough schedule.
Okay, that's why I'm saying, based on what's gone down so far this year, I would say he's right at the top of my list.
I'm surprised you're giving him this kind of pub when you can make a case that their one loss is because of an egregiously poorly coached situation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I agree with that. But also, you, as someone that didn't want to give them credit for the New England win, you got to give them more credit for it now. That team just went to Buffalo and won.
Yeah, relative to... Like, I have to tweak my expectations based on what continues to happen. And that win absolutely looks better, a lot better, because of what happened last night. Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, it still frustrates me that they'll go into that shell a little bit offensively in situations like that. But if you know what's going to strike you as maybe not that surprising? Him being willing to say, hand up, it's my defense, it's us, we have to be better. What's that stupid Taylor Swift lyric? I'm the problem, it's me.
Is it the one about Travis Kelce's wiener?
No, you've mentioned that a bunch today, on and off the air now.
This is the second time I've mentioned it. I would not say that that's a bunch. If you bring up something twice in one day, if you mention something a bunch, Does that cross the Rubicon?
I don't know, Donnie. It seems like he's got that song on the brain here for whatever reason.
He tried to shoehorn that in, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we all knew that wasn't the song, and he said, oh, is that the one about Travis's wiener?
Two times today, people not named me have brought up Taylor Swift, Austin off the air, and now you. And so both times, I will put my hand in the air and admit I've taken those opportunities to bring up the fact that, yes, she has written a song and performed a song about Travis Kelce's Johnson. I do find that to be interesting. Okay? She's supposed to be this wholesome, everybody buys her record and listens to her songs artist.
I don't know. I think
and she has a song on her new album that's about a guy's dong. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, the song's called Wood.
Is she still wholesome Taylor Swift, or has she moved beyond that a little bit?
She's moved way beyond that. If she's writing songs about people's penises, yes.
If her fan base is aging now and it's more like 15-year-old girls versus 7 or 8-year-old girls,
for example. I disagree. I think she's like the NFL. I think the NFL believes that everybody is in their target demo and audience, and I think I think Taylor Swift looks at it the same way.
So she thinks that a broad, that with the entire world as her target audience,
if you have
what
a pulse
they want
and a brain,
is a song about her fiance's.
If you have a pulse and a brain crank, and you're alive, she thinks that you should be buying her albums. Yes, absolutely.
And hearing about Travis Kelce's job,
I guess,
apparently.
Yeah.
What if the song was just about wood carving or something like that? Carpentry.
If she was dating or engaged to Zach Frazier, it might have been. He's big into that. Why did we even start talking about this?
Because I said the one thing that Mike Tomlin has done that I am encouraged by is actually take the blame and say, no, it's not the other guys. Like, we are screwing up. This is my side of the ball. I am screwing up, because you're right to say that he rarely gives people in these press settings the pound of flesh that they are looking for.
Yep.
And I am hoping that openness about, yeah, we've got to be better, I've got to be better, this is our stuff, it's not people beating us, it is us beating ourselves out there, is a precursor to a little more accountability in general about, and like a little bit more introspection on his part in general about how he goes about coaching certain parts of the game.
Donnie, do you think he's doing a good job?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Tomlin in coach of the year conversation for you?
I guess we could say he's in the conversation. I think both guys in the AFC South, regardless of if we thought those teams would be good, like just because the three of us or you thought Indy and Jacksonville would both be pretty good, I would say that more people expected Indy to be bad.
Yep.
What about Kyle Shanahan? Steichen. If we were extending this to the whole NFL too, they're 4-1. They've had
Mac Jones.
Had McCorkle.
Well, I
said
he's about to put your boy on the bench, Malzie.
You guys are bringing an entirely new conference into this. I wanted to stick it.
No,
to the
yeah,
AFC.
No.
Stick
if, with if, you,
AFC.
If you
keep
it,
the AFC, I would still say Indy and Jax are ahead of him for me. Steichen and Cone.
Okay, so there's 16 teams, and he's doing the third best coaching job in the conference.
I think he's doing the fourth best, because Vrabel getting that win last night flips it for me. That is still a roster. Name like more than, I know you can, I know Donnie, you probably can too, but like the casual fan, name two New England Patriots wide receivers who are not Stephon Diggs challenge, right? Booty, and I can't even think of another one now.
I mean, Henry's basically their second best target.
Yeah, he's a receiver, he's
Williams.
A tight end. Okay. Point
I'm just
exactly.
I'm just saying here, though.
And I don't love Vrabel by any stretch, but he's done a pretty good job.
You
with them
personally
this year.
Have come out after every Steelers win and found something to criticize, and you are even saying, yeah, among AFC coaches, he's doing the fourth best job. He's in the top quarter. He's in the top 25%. Like, I am not accustomed to being the person who, you know, praises Mike Tomlin, but I do think we have to call an ace here. He's doing a good job.
The best argument in favor of him is that the quarterback he lobbied to bring in was responsible for for their week one win and made the big throws when necessary to win another game.
I'm being consistent. I said before the season started, if Aaron Rodgers plays well, I have to give Mike Tomlin credit for it. If he doesn't, then I'm going to put the blame on him because that's the number one reason why Aaron Rodgers is here. And so what I didn't understand before the season was all of these people that were, you know, trying to talk up Aaron Rodgers and at the same time trying to crap on Mike Tomlin. You can't separate those two. They're conjoined twins, essentially, on the football field. You can't have one without the other. So, yes, like, I know that this is, like, me kind of taking off the mask here and, oh, my God, like, you've now jumped ship. I guess I have a little bit. Like, I'm admitting right now the bottom could fall out. But Mike Tomlin is doing a good job. And I think it's okay, even if you are an ardent detractor of his or someone who doesn't really like Mike Tomlin, to admit that so far this season, he's done a good job with this
question,
team.
Just a random question in this general vein. Does the fact that the Seahawks appear to be actually pretty good, I would say, in balance, they've lost to the Niners, who are 4-1, and they've beaten the Steelers, obviously, and then they lost to the Bucks, who are also 4-1 in a shootout in a very entertaining game. Does it make the fact that the Steelers sort of handed them that game with two very sloppy, non-heads-up plays, like, does it make it worse almost, or for Tomlin, or better? Like, hey, you lost to a pretty good team versus it, so that's not so bad versus, wow, a horrible coaching and, like, mental blunder and also a bad route.
I don't look at that game as a Tomlin game.
Okay, so that's a cleaner way of asking.
I don't look at it like some jabroni team came in here and beat him.
Do you look at that as a Tomlin game, knowing what the Seahawks became?
Seattle's good.
Yeah, I think Seattle's actually a pretty good team, and that game really turned on the Caleb Johnson.
Well, I know, but
play
that's a coaching. That's a coaching centric thing, and I said Johnson deserves the blame, but
shouldn't have had him out there in the first
place. It's also an extremely boneheaded play by the player.
No, I get it, and I would put like 75% of it on the player, but the rest goes on the coaches. I will say the reason that game is going to stick in my craw, even though I think Seattle's pretty obviously good, just look at that Steelers schedule after these next two, and you feel like they needed every single win they're going to get here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.